Listener Production.
Hi, it's Tamara Clark with your local news briefing. Checking today's weather, showers across the region this morning, tops of 15 in Mount Gambier, 16 in Panola and Narracourt. Now let's take a look at today's headlines. Sanctions have been lifted at Bowendick Lodge in Mount Gambier. That means the facility is taking on new patients again. A commission deemed the centre an immediate and severe risk to the community following a COVID outbreak earlier in the pandemic. Meantime, details have been released for the next leadership program planning workshop in Mount Gambier and registrations are now open. It's going to be held on the 31st of May at City Hall from 4:30 p.m. Be it coaching, fundraising or local politics, it's all about helping people develop community leadership skills. And it's National Palliative Care Week. Limestone Coast residents are being encouraged to think about their final wishes before it's too late. Commission CEO Gabrielle Canny says around 35,000 South Australians are going online to put their end-of-life wants in writing as part of a legal document.
We know that people really don't like thinking about death, but that shouldn't stop them thinking ahead about the care and medical treatment they do or don't want in their final months.
Free flu jabs could be made available for those in South Australia, with the Premier considering following Queensland's lead. Influenza jabs are currently free at vax hubs for people over the age of 65 or with chronic health conditions. Brenton Hart, Chief Pharmacist for Terry White Chemmart, says the take-up has been a bit slow outside of metro areas, and he's urging people not to delay in rolling up their sleeves.
Given the rapid rise in flu cases at the moment and with demand really starting to skyrocket for flu vaccines around the country, we are seeing some supply constraints. Most of our pharmacies at TerryWhite Chemmart have bookings available in the near future, so I do encourage people to get those bookings in as soon as possible so you potentially don't miss out.
Taking a look at sport now, Kalangadu Footy and Netball is hosting the 6th annual Indigenous Round this weekend. The club's taking on Tantanoola in the Round 8 clash and they'll be wearing a special guernsey designed by Tin Brennan. Kalangadu Footy Club President Reese explains a little about what the design means to the Brennan family and local Indigenous communities.
The magpie is the emblem and the mascot that represents Kalangadu. It's how we describe ourselves. It is our song. It is who we are. We stand strong and proud like the magpies on our guernsey. The symbol on the chest represents Kalangadu as a community and a club. It's men, women, children and families coming together.
And in the ultimate test, they've certainly done us proud. The Mount Gambier Pioneers men going down by just 1 point to Geelong in last week's NBL 1 clash. This weekend they play host to Melbourne Tigers and men's coach Richard Hill says they've still got plenty to improve on.
There was a lot of good stuff, of course, but we made a lot of mistakes. Yeah, just in general trying to close the game out. We went from 7 down to 10 up from halftime until about 4 or 5 minutes to go and then really struggled in the last few minutes.
Our women go into this weekend's match full of excitement, having scored a win off their final shot. That's all for this episode of Limestone Coast Local News. If there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at salocalnews@sca.com.au. Catch you next time. Listener.